Well, folks, here I am front row at the Shelton High School Performing Arts Center as we are getting ready for Mean Girls. It's coming up on a couple of weekend performances. I've got great performers here from Shelton High School to talk with me about this upcoming performance. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Great.
It's so great to talk with you all here, and it's so great to be promoting live theater and high school theater. It's a real fun thing. So let's first start with Mean Girls. It was a TV show, or it was a movie, I guess, and then it was on Broadway, and now it's here on the stage. Who wants to start with the reception of hearing that Mean Girls was going to be the play this year? That's what I want to hear first.
We have been talking about it for years now as like our dream musical, and so it took forever because it's such a hard show to get the rights to, and there's been like a lot going on, and this year we were like, we're going to do it. We all just agreed immediately. We had almost no other options. We knew we wanted to do this one really badly.
That's awesome. How many folks, and if you don't know, maybe a guess, are in theater at Shelton High School?
20 in our drama club and about 19 in our stagecraft crew.
20 and 19 in stagecraft. So there is a lot that goes on behind the scenes too. There's full sets, there's lighting, there's sound, there's all the production that goes on behind the scenes as well. Mentioned it was a musical, so that's really fun. How many songs are in it? Really?
Maybe, yeah.
That's only including the ones that like we sing in. That's not including all of the like in-between songs that the band plays like behind us speaking too. Mm-hmm. So there's so many.
That's very, very cool. Has it been fun to rehearse the play?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what are some of the best scenes? What can we look forward to? Let's go to the back here. What are some of the fun things that we can expect to see during the performances?
Only to me.
Revenge party!
Oh, yeah. There's two big, like, party scenes, which those are pretty fun. We just kind of party on the stage. I mean,
you look at the script,
get much
show
better
notes,
than that.
It says party. I think we can handle that. Is it hard to do a high school play being in high school?
I don't think so.
It's interesting having to, like, depict, like, we can't be exactly ourselves because we still have to act, but then like also remembering to be realistic. It's a little bit of a challenge of being yourself, but also not being yourself. Yeah. But it is pretty fun still. There's components that make it easier and components that make it harder.
How similar is it to either the Broadway production or the movie is this performance?
We changed some things from like the script given because there's like suggested, like you can change it if you want, but you can only change like those lines that it gives us.
Okay. Okay, so you got some strict rules there following it about as well. So singing, is there dancing too?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We will be doing tap dancing. We got to learn to how to tap dance during this performance.
Does anybody have any prior tap dance experience?
I had a little bit.
A little bit?
Our assistant student director, who also plays Miss Norberry in the show, Becca, she's not here today, but she like has taken intense tap dancing classes and she's been choreographing all of our shows.
How great is it to kind of put this on? I mean, so when I got in here and you guys were all gathered together and laughing and joking, and it's got to be fun to put in the hard work and, you know, you're up on stage and you're having a good time and you lock eyes with your castmates and you're like, this is awesome. I can't believe we're in the middle of being able to perform this. You guys feel that way?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun.
How many seniors?
Too many.
Too many. Juniors? Okay, sophomores, and then throughout the rest of the cast. So still some great performances for the seniors as they get ready to graduate, and then great work here as we move forward through the year, too. So Mean Girls is coming up this weekend and the next weekend, and we'll put the links to that in the show notes so people can get tickets to see this. The Performing Arts Center, of course, here is wonderful. It's a jewel in Mason County, holding countless numbers of performances over the course of the year. Let's go through, because I don't have an opportunity to get to talk with you each individually, but let's go through and mention who you will be in the cast and what you're enjoying most about your real name and your stage name.
I'm Elliot Mobley, and I'll be playing Aaron. Okay. For this.
I am Jack Parker, and I am playing Damien.
My name is Oakley Poland, and I will be playing Janice Sarkeesian.
My name is Maddie Nelson, and I will be playing Gretchen Wieners.
I'm Maddie Smith, and I'm playing Regina George.
My name's Trinity Shutt, and I'm playing Katie Heron.
Okay.
My name's Courtney Brown, and I'm in the ensemble.
Okay.
I'm Kaylin Fisher, and I'm also in the ensemble.
Very nice.
My name's Mark Sanchez, and I'm playing Mr. Duvall in some ensemble roles.
My name is Ariana Patterson. I'm the assistant technical director and the sound engineer.
My name's Kiana Hirsch. I'm the stage manager.
So let's talk a little bit about that and the work that the directors, the assistant directors, the stage managers do. It's a tough job, and you all as the actors really are relying on them.
Very much so, very much so.
Kind of sometimes you maybe get lost or you get, I mean, there's a lot to remember in these plays. How long is the play? Two acts?
Yeah. 3 hours.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be less
than
3 hours, we think, once we get everything like set and done. So probably about 2.5 hours.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, it's very long. Yeah, basically it's really long.
Who's got plans for acting in theater after high school?
Okay. Maybe. I mean, maybe as like a hobby.
See how this performance goes, and we'll go from
there's
there.
There's no money in it.
Right,
so.
No.
If it can't pay the bills, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Trust me. I know exactly what you guys are talking about. That's very cool. So Mean Girls coming up, and this is the wraps on this. Is this the spring performance, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, very cool. How's the rest of the year been? You guys did?
Really good.
Night of Musical Theater, did you do all that?
Yes.
We did a performance at a haunted house show down with the Wild Irish.
Oh yeah, who all was involved with that? Everybody?
I.
Pretty much everybody?
Yeah.
And we also performed a winter play, Alice's Adventures with Poorly Cooked Cafeteria Food, Seafood, at the library just a few months ago.
Very fun. Very cool. Well, it's a great opportunity for you to get up on stage and perform for large crowds, and it's going to be a great show for sure. I've heard a lot of good things about Mean Girls, the performance, the theater show here, and very cool. Well, it was really nice talking with you. I wish we could spend a whole lot more talking about this, but, you know, time is of the essence, and you guys got to get back up there on stage, so I really appreciate it. Good luck. Break a leg up there, I guess.
Thank you.
For sure.